Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Good to be back on a Monday morning on the Morning Scramble.
Woohoo!
All the M's. Monday morning.
Monday morning in the Morning Scramble.
Scramble.
Ah, yes, it is good to be back on a Monday morning when you look at the calendar and the year is just dwindling. This month is going by so quickly.
I keep going back to my what happened when you have a late Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You almost feel like you lose a full week.
Yeah. I'm actually starting to get the whole panic thing.
Really?
Yeah.
How big's the list?
It's so big.
Is it just inside your four walls or is this beyond? Is it my
beyond.
Gift?
Beyond. It's, yes. It's, we haven't even talked about a gift exchange between you, me, and Ben.
Like, I was in the town of shopping.
Yes.
We did a Chicago weekend. I could have just cleared the list for both of you guys. I haven't even thought about it.
I know. It's terrible.
Too busy.
We are. We so busy.
We've got 1, 2 full weeks and 2 days.
Two full weeks and 2 days.
That's what we got,
shopping
people.
Days.
Yes. Okay. That's it.
I mean, that's plenty, but still, I'm placing some orders over the weekend. I'm like, hope it gets here.
It was good at least to browse with friends so you got an idea of things like they would talk about or maybe they need.
Uh-huh.
So that was helpful, but it seemed, we do this trip annually and it seemed the busiest it's been. And remember, last year was a very early Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I think people felt like they had time. This year it's like, what? Like what you said.
I know. Because last year you could get together with friends and family at Thanksgiving and kind of pick brains a little bit and have
And then you
that.
Had a whole week to work on it before December even started.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. And now I feel like, uh-oh.
Panic sets in.
Yeah.
The rush is on.
And I don't know. I am just struggling this year. I'm coming up empty. And I have point blank asked people, what do you want? And I've been told, I don't know.
Now, are you noticing that for yourself, too, if I was to ask you?
No! Right now? I have curated a list. I have sent lists.
Give me one. Send me a list, then.
Okay.
Help me out.
I'll share my list with you.
Please.
Yeah.
You're ready to receive, it sounds like.
Yes, I am.
'Tis better to give than receive, but it's a lot easier to receive.
There are several things I want. I sound so greedy. I just want to be prepared.
Land that plane of presents right here.
I know exactly what I want.
You sure do.
There's a book series that I was like, I'm ready. Like, this is what I want for Christmas. I'm ready to dive into the series. Yeah.
It sounds like you're ready.
Yeah. Lip cares.
Lip care books.
Yeah, the lip care set. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good to know.
Yeah. I know exactly what I want.
Whatever you put on my list, make it the most uncomfortable thing I could buy. Send me into a store I have no business being in.
You're going to be uncomfortable buying it, but trust me, I'm going to love it.
There are no men in here.
You're going to hate the experience, but I'm going to be very excited, okay?
Trust me, I work with her. This is what she wants.
No. Are you sure you want to give this to your coworker?
Sir, do you know what this product does?
It's what she said she wanted.
It's like when I order really complicated coffee for Shannon. I just like point to the phone. Like, I don't know what these four words mean.
This is what she said she wanted.
Make that. That's how I'm going in for you.
Okay. I don't know. Just do it.
By the way, sir, area I could sit and not be embarrassed? Oh, outside?
Right, right over there. Right over there. There's a bench right outside.
Fair enough.
And I thought that they were all on the same team. I thought that they were all, you know,
buddies?
Brothers in arms. But apparently it's on between the cop and the construction worker from the village people.
Gentlemen! I thought we all got together in the Navy, right? It's all about brotherhood.
It is all about brotherhood.
What's going on?
Oh, find out in Z-Sleeve 645.
It takes a village to destroy a village.
Don't destroy the village. And you would think holly, jolly, all good things when you're listening to Christmas music?
Yes.
It's all happy, right?
That's all we heard all weekend long. We were in the car for 4 hours driving to Chicago.
Most wonderful time of
all
the year.
All the stores playing it, for sure.
Yeah, they're happy, upbeat songs. But they can be dangerous.
Christmas songs are dangerous or certain ones?
Certain songs can be very dangerous. A new study from Insurancepedia said that songs over 120 beats per minute can lead to dangerous driving habits.
What's a fast Christmas song then? Like, that's a fast song. That's 2 beats a second.
It depends on the beats per minute. So they might be sneaky. Like, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Obviously, little beat, like there's some tempo.
Okay.
147 beats per minute.
This is dangerous?
It's dangerous. It's going to get you excited, a little too excited, and then you're going to start driving.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying now.
Don't get too excited.
I'm trying not to.
You'll hit the accelerator just a little too hard, and you'll start driving a little too fast.
Can't wait to tell the police why I was speeding.
Yeah.
And the answer was the Jackson 5.
Because Santa Claus is coming to town, and then I thought I had to get to town a little bit faster, too.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Is fast?
Is even faster, 149 beats per minute.
It is not.
It is, 149 beats per minute. Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano is... Yeah. See?
Okay.
Yeah, you hear it? You hear it now?
Be very careful.
Feliz Navidad.
No.
Okay, and you're not going to believe me on this one.
What is this?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah?
Mariah Carey is 150 beats per minute.
So the fastest of the three?
The fastest of those three. But listen there. All I want for Christmas. And you're trying to hit the high notes. You're not paying attention. You've got to hit the high note.
Now my heart's racing.
I know. I'm out of breath.
That's some dangerous Christmas music right there.
Danger.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, we're trying a new approach to our little dude, Kingston.
Yeah.
I think I've shared that, that I'm not a big fan of the Rainbow Bridge analogy.
No.
Let's just say he's in the last few chapters, or his series is coming to an end, right?
Yes.
He's got kidney failure. We have now started putting blankets down everywhere upstairs to catch accidents.
Oh, no.
We tried diapers, and he took it off, so we got to try that again at some point.
He took them off.
Yeah.
How?
He's wily. Terriers are smart,
that
man.
Good.
He's that good. So last night, we asked him a question. Would you like to sleep in our bed tonight? In French. By the way, that's what that means. If you never knew what this meant, this is what it means. In a different context.
Okay, yeah.
Would you like to come to my bed tonight? Ce soir, with moi. So that was an experiment. What?
I don't.
Hey, Kingston. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
He's like, me?
Moi?
Moi?
Vous?
Moi?
Merci.
Oh,
ooh la la. Get your mind out of weird places. So
blushing.
It was me. A very frightened dog that I could kill at any moment if I roll for him.
So frightened.
And is also not understanding French.
And he's frightened. He's so frightened.
If we do this again tonight, I got to take off his collar. Because you just constantly just hear the jingle. Constantly.
Yep.
But good news is I didn't clean up pee this morning. So did the experiment work? I don't know. Is it worth us... We've not let dogs in the bed for a decade. We used to do it with our very first dog. We were one dog, and then we had two dogs. Like, just they're fine together. We kenneled them.
Yeah.
And then eventually kennels become couches.
Yeah.
That's fine. And they are absolutely fine together. They don't destroy. They don't chew. They don't get lonely. But one just has a tendency now to pee everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the life he's living. And I don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm asking my dog to bed.
Aren't you a little bit afraid that he's going to pee your bed?
So I thought about that at about 2 this morning.
Really? Because that was my first thought.
It's not like it just happens. He gets up looking to go outside.
Oh, really?
The problem is he's kind of forgotten that he needs to give an indicator, like he needs to bark.
Oh.
Or as I've noticed a few times, he'll bark after he's done.
Oh.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
Poor guy.
I know. So far, so good. Because when he's asleep, he's cute. He's curled up, a little ball.
Oh.
I know. Hear a little dog snore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
So we'll see if we do that. I have a feeling we're going to do it. Because we're just out of town by Thursday. It'll be two more nights.
Yeah.
We'll make it through.
You can do this.
We could do this. Let's just hope he doesn't pee our bed.
I hope.
I didn't think of that.
Not. I really hope not.
Blah.
Gross.
I know it's gross, but... You know what? You do what you do for the little animals you love.
I know.
It's just what you do.
We went through all of that with Coco. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last chapter. I have got to make a call, I think, because I am angry. Today is actually a holiday. Today is actually National Christmas Card Day.
I didn't know there was a day dedicated to that.
I didn't either, but I was, I thought it was very funny that today is that day because I've started to get some and it got me thinking like, gosh, where are mine? Because I ordered some and they should be coming in the mail any day now.
Like got the family picture,
yep.
Those kind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law got married this fall. We had a lovely family photo taken.
Oh, did you get the one with the ghost in the window?
With the ghost in the window.
Lovely.
Yeah. I was going to use the ghost in the window as our family photo for Christmas because, you know, the ghost of Christmas.
Yes.
Pass. The wedding photos or the wedding color was green and then I was wearing a red dress. So like,
kinda, it's perfect.
It works as a Christmas card. I was like, everything was a go. I looked at my email and I was like, okay, I have an order confirmation. It says that it's going to be here by Friday. You can check the order status. I go through it. I check the order status and it says order canceled.
What?
Order canceled. You were not charged. Why?
Who canceled it?
Who canceled it? I didn't cancel it.
Oh.
Why did you cancel it? Why? What? Huh? I went through.
You had to find this? They didn't tell you in advance.
Yes.
Oh.
I had to go through and find it. And I worked. I had to design it. I had to put in all of the addresses. I wanted them to send out all of the addresses. I had to hand put in all of the addresses. They were supposed to address all of the cards as well.
You're getting so red right now.
Mad.
You should be.
You are going down.
Is this the company that I recommended last year?
No.
It's a different one?
Different one. It's the one that I've used year after year, so I don't understand why they just canceled it out of the blue.
Let's call them right now. Let's wake them up.
Let's get them.
The Williamsburg Outlet Mall has a new owner,
what?
A real estate investment company out of Cincinnati with holdings in Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, now has one in Iowa, bought the property for $4.4 million.
Oh, yeah?
One shop owner reporting the shopping center currently half vacant, only 26 storefronts open and operating. New ownership group not announcing any changes yet to the property. We'll see what comes of that purchase. I don't have any inside information.
Nothing else. That's all you have
it's
to
either,
report.
I guess you either go after major tenants or you try to revision what that is, which kind of feels like what it is now. Like there's an implement dealer right on the corner.
There's been some massive changes, like bringing in some more local businesses out there too.
It sounds like just from the last round of ownership and the current tenants, just foot traffic continues to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just don't have as many people, you don't make as many sales. It's just simple math.
Yeah, but
and that's the problem they're running into.
When you don't have the big tenants out there, you don't get the foot traffic. So it's kind of a... Yeah.
And then people start to pull up stakes and leave, and then you get less and less and less.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully new plans coming, or at least a new way to do things in Williamsburg. Sports shorts! I was 1,000,000,000% wrong. I thought we weren't getting bowl announcements until Tuesday. They came out yesterday afternoon. Iowa State put up a good fight for about a quarter and a half, and then Arizona State just took over that game over the weekend. So now both Iowa State, which had a shot at playing in the playoffs, and Miami, both now will be playing in a bowl game sponsored by a breakfast pastry. It's the Hurricanes versus the Cyclones. Miami, Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Saturday, December 28th in Orlando, Iowa State looking for its first 11-win season ever. Miami is seeking its first 11-win season since the year of 2003. How about your Hawkeyes? Iowa is taking on Missouri in the 2024 Transperfect Music City Bowl. And yes, I wanted to know what a Transperfect was.
Yes, please.
They're a global communications and translation company.
Oh.
I don't know if they're headquartered in Nashville or what, but they sponsored the Music City Bowl December 30th in Nashville. That is the only bowl game that day, by the way. So a lot of eyeballs on Iowa.
Okay.
It's also a Monday on a work day headed into a holiday weekend.
Okay.
It's a 1:30 kickoff televised on ESPN. Bowl travel for both schools. Go to your respective fan websites and start to find out what packages are available. If you're headed down to Nashville, I saw they had both plane and motor coach. I presume if you're going to Orlando, they have just plane packages available for the Cyclones. But going bowling, that's how you want to end a football season. So Congratulations to both teams. Wrapping up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. I love that area high schools are getting in touch with us about big events they have coming up. We had the Metro STEAM Academy and a Youth Entrepreneur Day at Neubo on Saturday. I got this word a couple days ago. Washington High School here in Cedar Rapids, working with First Presbyterian downtown Cedar Rapids for a winter clothing drive.
Oh, awesome.
It's 1 week. It's this week only. Clothing will be distributed to those experiencing homelessness in our area. The drop-off runs today through December the 14th at First Presbyterian, anytime from 9 to 3. They're going to leave the church open. You're looking for warm outdoor weather clothes you can drop off. And then anybody who donates automatically entered into a raffle for a chance at some gift cards and a basket of goodies from area restaurants. So says the students at Washington High School.
That's awesome, you guys.
So they're taking the lead on this. Let me know so I can tell you So winter clothing drive right now, First Presbyterian Church, downtown Cedar Rapids, 9 till 3 for the next few days.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Not only is P. Diddy accused, but now there's accusations drawing in Jay-Z. That lawyer, Tony Busby, has filed a lawsuit accusing Jay-Z of joining Sean P. Diddy Combs in drugging and raping a girl at a party in the year 2000. Jay-Z has denied these allegations, saying that this lawsuit is an attempt at blackmail and extortion. He says that this is all part of a pattern of allegations with this lawyer. He has expressed concern for his family, particularly his children, in light of the public scrutiny surrounding this case. He said, "My wife and I have to sit our children down and explain to them the cruelty and greed of people. I mourn yet another loss of their innocence." Blue Ivy is 12, and their twins, Rumi and Sir, are only 7. So
you've got a case with P. Diddy, and that's icky.
Yeah.
And then you have this lawyer in Texas who claims to have more names associated with that, but just in how he's going about it also just has another layer of ick to it. Just double ick.
I know. So I don't.
And then it's a matter of what's true and what's not true.
Yeah.
Right?
And how, I don't know. I that poor family. Yeah. Yikes. Taylor Swift's Eras Tour came to an end this weekend. It's the end of the Eras. Wrapping up in Vancouver, the crowd broke into chants of thank you to Taylor, and she was stunned by their enthusiasm.
Ah.
She has been on tour for like 3 years.
Yeah, just think back to when this thing was announced.
Yeah.
And then we did ticket giveaway. I mean, it was a phenomenon.
Totally. She's like, it's taken up 3 years of my life when you think about the planning of it, the rehearsals, and then being actually on the tour for a year and 8 months. And she said, then I just keep thinking about how I look at this crowd and how incredibly happy and grateful and fortunate we are to spend our last weekend here in Vancouver. It is a historic tour for sure. Grossed over $1 billion in revenue. Not only a huge financial success for, you know, Taylor Swift, but also for the cities, for the countries, for the economies.
Was it last year's end of year nerd news?
Yes.
Crafting supplies had gone through the roof.
Beads
of friendship bracelets.
Yes. Strings.
She did that.
She did all of that. Yeah. It was a huge economic boom for a lot of cities for tourism. Merch sales alone for the tour totaled $440 million. The Eras Tour movie brought in more than $261 million worldwide. The Eras Tour book printed 814,000 copies over Thanksgiving weekend alone, which at $39.99 a copy.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't want to do that math.
That's a lot of money.
Actually, my brain was like, what else can they do? A cartoon? A podcast about the experience, a documentary for sure, how it was made.
What's going to...
Like, they're not done with this material yet.
That's the question, is what's going to happen next? What's her next move? For sure, like, let's take a pause, take a break, enjoy the holiday. Of course, she needs a little bit of time. There's some speculation that possibly, you know, she's re-recording all these albums. Maybe she'll re-record Reputation next. Don't know. We'll just have to wait and see what gets re-recorded next.
It'll be a hidden announcement with a cat on her Instagram.
Yeah.
And then we'll hear about it.
And maybe within that, you look for Easter eggs. There'll be Easter eggs all over. You'll figure it out.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. I would have thought that the Village People were all about brotherly love.
For
right?
sure.
Yeah. So I'm a little shocked to hear that the cop and the construction worker from the Village People at odds. Victor Willis, the cop, lead singer and songwriter from the Village People, not happy. He says that the song YMCA.
You mean the Village People anthem?
Yes, basically right? their big hit.
Played at every wedding and reunion and party ever.
He says it is not a gay anthem. However, the construction worker, David Hondo, he disagrees. In a now deleted Facebook post, he says that the guy who actually wrote YMCA was a guy, not Willis, was a guy named Jacques Morali, who was a gay French producer who actually created the Village People. And he actually went to the YMCA and met some
men there
and met them, and that was the experience, and that was the impetus for writing the song.
Who to believe.
A construction worker also says that the song isn't even that good. It should have disappeared a long time ago, except the kids from American Bandstand invented the famous arm movements that go along with it, and then it kind of
became a trend.
And exactly.
Here it is.
Yep. The cop is not cool with all of these words. He says that, you know what? Jacques, the guy that you say wrote it, doesn't even like you. Construction worker.
Now it's getting weirdly personal.
It is weirdly, weirdly petty.
And everything you're telling me right now, I'm envisioning them typing while still wearing costumes.
I know, in costume.
The cop is still wearing his cop, like the motorcycle helmet, and the construction worker still has on a yellow hard hat and a tool belt, and is typing.
The cop said, "Go back in your hole before I crush you again, you replacement, non-original Village People member. You've lied for years. You're not an original." He has not been a Village person since 2013.
This is great.
I love the drama.
Pop some popcorn. I want to watch some more.
I know. Oh, the tea is spilling. It is spilling all over the place. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Hey, just you and me talking right now.
Yeah, what?
Were you trying to get my attention a second ago?
No, I was dancing.
You're mouthing something like, what?
I was dancing and singing along to this song.
The best weekend ever song?
Best weekend ever.
From our friends the Nadas out of Des Moines?
Yes, it's a bop.
It is a bop.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Had a great weekend. And it just makes me a little bit more gleeful to talk about what we did over the weekend. And I know you had a great weekend too.
Claire, I have wanted to go to a holiday pop-up bar for years.
Don't even get me started. What's a holiday pop-up bar?
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's a regular bar, and then the holidays pop up in it, and it is like Buddy the Elf decorates the toy center at the store. It's that magical.
Ooh.
And we went to a bar right close to our hotel, which, again, day after day, it's just a bar and grill. It's got some TVs. I think it's basically like a sports bar.
Uh-huh.
But during the Christmas season, it is a Christmas bar.
Now, is this the one where you were afraid that they wouldn't let you in because you weren't dressed Christmas appropriate?
I was a little concerned because they do maintain a dress to impress, and they've got a nightclub upstairs, so I think that rule is for that.
Okay.
However, when we got there, we're like, hi, we got a party of six. We made reservations on Open Table. We're ready to pay our cover charge. They're like, we don't use Open Table.
What?
And I said, God for me. He's like, don't worry. This has been happening all night long. We've tried to get a hold of them. Good news. You don't have to pay cover. Sorry this happened to you. Feel free to go on in. All the tables are full right now, but go take a ton of pictures and we'll try to find you guys a seat when we have a table open up.
Oh.
So, but that was fine. It gave us time to explore. Every wall was like a different shade of holiday. They had a naughty and nice wall. They had TVs everywhere with classic clips. They had a DJ playing holiday tunes live.
Cool.
I mean, you get a little bit in our picture, But the whole
there
it's
was
just
so much
big,
more.
You couldn't, you can't turn around and not see Christmas everywhere. The wait staff was dressed that way. Drinks were only Christmas themed. So they had like chocolate martinis, but with Christmas frosting and sprinkles on the rim. All of the food, it was mostly bar food, wings, big pretzels, mott sticks, came out like you're at a cookie exchange. They were boxed in Christmas boxes. It was fantastic. So much so, and I know one of our local bars does one. I would love to see this trend finally hit Cedar Rapids. I think Des Moines got two or three. Iowa City might have a couple. I'm ready for this to take over our town next.
Yeah.
It's just such a fun, different way to experience the holidays. So we stayed until I got a little, because we're indoor cats, and they were going to do like a Christmas fashion show. So like, it's our cue to go back to the hotel bar. But all in all, we all wore our festive, we had everything from a sloth ugly holiday sweater. Mine had Prancer on the front talking about reindeer games. Shannon's wearing a sweatshirt that says Merry and Bright. We were all ready to go. We had a great time.
So festive.
And it was a fun way to kick off because it was a big just let's do our holiday shopping weekend. But that just let us have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm all about holiday pop-up bars now.
It is so twinkly and bright.
I loved it. Yeah. Loved every second of it.
We got a very merry festive kickoff to our weekend as well. We started actually with the lighting up of the Five Seasons lights.
That's like a pop-up bar at a music venue.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
McGrath has transformed to this magical winter wonderland.
That was super magical. And then we headed over to enjoy the Beauty and the Beast at Theater Cedar Rapids, which was such a fantastic show. And then I loved that right after the show, a lot of the characters came right back up because immediately the kids wanted to meet the characters right after the show.
Now, we had to leave for some reason. I think we had to get somebody home in our group.
Yeah.
Did you have, are they in costume or some costume,
most
some not?
Most of them were.
Okay.
So most of them, like Belle and the Beast and Gaston were all in costume and you got to see them in costume. But my daughter would not leave because she's like, Lumiere's my favorite. When we were waiting in line at intermission, we were in line for the bathroom and we got to meet Lumiere's mom because this is community theater,
yes,
right?
Yes, for sure, yeah.
We met, we were all in line and this woman behind us was like, so you guys enjoying the show? What's your favorite thing about
she's
the show?
She's fishing for a compliment.
She's fishing for a compliment. She's like, my son is Lumiere. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know what? I love your son. I love James. He is so talented. I love watching him on stage.
I voted the same day James voted. I saw him in line at the auditor's office.
No way.
And he had his headphones in. He was working on his lyrics. He was memorizing songs in line to vote that day.
Oh my gosh. Great.
That, again, welcome to community theater, right?
This cast has got to have been so busy this month of December because they're doing shows Wednesday through Sunday. And it is a fantastic show. If you have an opportunity to fit it into your schedule.
You got one more weekend.
Go.
Best seats Wednesdays and Thursdays, from what I've heard.
Yes. It is so, so much fun. We really, really enjoyed it. And like all the way down to his fingertips, though. He's not in total costume, but he's got gold flames on his fingernails.
Just the makeup alone to get them into costume. I don't know how they transform the Beast. There's some theater magic going on there.
Oh, totally.
You see him fight and then like seconds later, he is back to human form and good job, Theater Cedar Rapids.
It is a magical show. Yes. Bravo.
Bravo indeed. Okay. I know I saw a couple. In fact, I think I saw a picture of the Beast and his mom in our list of photos.
I believe you did.
The opening curtain with the rose in it. That made some photos. What else did you do this weekend? Get those photos up right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
Never officially taken a moment to categorize them, but it always feels like, where were you?
Yeah.
Where were your kids? What were you celebrating?
Yes.
Those are usually the broad categories. Or did your kid win something?
Yeah, yeah. Weekends are kind of like that. It's like,
oh, for sure.
It's go, go, go. Do all the things that you can. And this time of year. Otherwise, it's relax. Relax and get
stuff done. But especially going in the first full weekend of
holiday
December.
Mm-hmm.
We had that late Thanksgiving, so everybody just feels like we're a little bit in overdrive right now. I mentioned what did your kid win? Amanda out of the gate, the most recent photo posted, she had her family and her daughter in for Iowa Elite Cheer. They took first place at the Champion Best of the Midwest competition yesterday. So congratulations to that team.
That's awesome. Yeah. I don't know if he won something, but our buddy Austin got to go to some sort of convention and met the Peloton instructors. It's kind of cool when like you run and you bike with them every day and you to actually meet them. They're kind of like celebrities.
The other cool thing is everybody knows somebody who gets backstage to everything. And we used to have somebody who worked here who got, like, she got to the coronation.
Yes.
But Austin is now my guy who's, like, somehow he makes his way backstage everywhere.
Austin's our guy.
Wherever he is. Yep. So, but yeah, you also get to meet that person you're staring at on your little computer monitor while you're just pumping those knees. Somebody shouted you out. Diana went by St. Ludmilla's and picked up some of the kolaches that you were in charge of pressing, making the little divot.
Yes.
For the filling,
yes.
All morning Saturday.
Handmade. Hope you enjoyed all those kolaches, Diana. Yeah, I did all of the cherry, so you're welcome.
I got a former classmate whose daughter is now an NCAA athlete, took fifth in the long jump pit, so congratulations to the Leck family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deirdre had a similar weekend to me, a lot of cookie baking, a lot of cookies, aw, and she made them with mom.
We got Santa visits. We've got a llama visit. We got a 21st birthday. Becky, I don't know how you do it, but apparently there's a full city block in Anamosa known as Aqua Court, and they decorate that thing. And she had to get really far away to try to get the whole neighborhood in the picture.
It's a lot of lights.
And it looks a lot of fun.
That's very cool.
Yes.
A lot of people posting pictures from Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Christina, I think I saw her daughter dressed up. Maybe if you went Friday night, because there was a couple of little girls dressed in their little bell dresses. So adorable. Love seeing those kids. But I really, really love seeing Nicole take a selfie with her son who played the Beast. I was hoping to see Nicole too. Did get to say hi to your son. He was so talented. I told him I loved his voice. Just
he's got a beautiful voice.
Absolutely incredible.
Hello to a lot of our marching band friends for Tuba Christmas. Big thanks to Trombone and often... he plays the trombone in Z 102.9 marching band, trombone Mikey,
yeah.
But tuba in this picture. A lot of pictures at the McGrathy Amphitheater in Five Seasons Lights. And then somewhere in here, you saw it before I did. I was just talking about going to a holiday pop-up bar and how much I loved it.
I think Mary might have a solution for you.
And that answer is what?
Mary has a picture of some bar that has a lot of Christmas sparkle. I don't know if it's necessarily all of the lights that you're looking for, but there's like so much sparkly tinsel.
It's a great angle too. You've got like this archway, kind of has a frozen feel to it. You got a ton of lights. Oh, there's a tree in the corner.
There's nutcrackers.
There's nutcrackers. There's a ton of things
on the bar
hanging from the ceiling as well. I don't know if this is Des Moines, Iowa City. We had some other friends text me who are in Chicago, like Wrigleyville. There's like three bars that do this too.
Oh, really?
So if you have a concentration in an area, that's a good way to do it. I don't know where this is, Mary, but this is an awesome photo.
Could be local.
This is exactly the type of pop-up bar I went to when we were in Chicago over the weekend. And this is now what I want to make this a new tradition.
Like heavily, heavily decorated. I'm like, I was
from
thinking,
top to bottom, from like, the ceiling to the bathrooms.
Like Leonardo's, like heavily Christmassy. Yeah.
Times a billion.
Yes.
I mean, you can't have enough lights.
Yeah.
It's going to feel like we're done.
It feels like
you're
too much.
About a tenth of a way there.
Keep going.
That's what I'm after. Because that's how cool it was. And somebody's on their way here as well. Mary, thanks for capturing that picture. Thanks to everybody for getting their photos up of celebrations, of enjoying our area all weekend long. That's why we do one-shot weekends. Still plenty of room for your photos, too, on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Thanks to a little title called Hot Frosty and Netflix moving into what we would call the Hallmark movie space.
But a little bit raunchier.
Spicier.
Yeah, some spice in there in that there's more guys taking their shirts off, we've noticed.
You've captured our attention, the fact that like they were giving us an inside look at Hot Frosty back in October.
Yeah.
And you and I were like, wow, where are these movies going?
This sounds different.
Let's dedicate some time to this as the researchers we are.
We have to know more.
So Hot Frosty was last week. What did we watch this week for Morning Scramble Raunchy Christmas Movie Club? That is The Merry Gentlemen, starring Chad Michael Murray and Britt Robertson as Luke and Ashley.
Ah, yes. The Merry Gentlemen. They gotta save the Rhythm Room.
They have to. The Rhythm Room is gonna close.
It's a town staple.
Run by Beth Broderick Lilly, who Shannon instantly recognized from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Me too.
And Michael Gross, the dad from Family Ties.
Oh, see, I did not recognize him.
Was the father, yes.
Okay, okay. Yep. They were so fortunate that Chad Michael Murray is just a random handyman around town who comes and helps them out and just happens to be super ripped. And then the bartender just also happens to have a banging bod.
And they're also very fortunate. They take to choreography very easily.
And their son-in-law also just happens to have a banging bod.
Yeah, I know. It's just so convenient. As does, and we're not ruining anything, at one point, somebody from the bar is also asked to join the male dance review. Shannon identified him right away, and I had a no-you're-joking moment. I told you I would unveil the actor's name and how you know them.
Who?
The barfly is Maxwell Caulfield from Grease 2, the British transfer student who was related to Frenchie, who did Michelle Pfeiffer's homework and rode the motorcycle. Cool, right?
Oh, wow.
That's Maxwell Caulfield.
Okay. The old barfly
is from
Grease 2.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so all-star cast.
And you got somebody in there from The Practice from ABC from Days Gone By. But, hey, you're not expecting A-list actors, right?
No.
It is a Netflix holiday movie. Is there more raunch?
What did you think?
Well, there's
way more dancing.
Four times the abs.
Yeah.
So you got that.
Yeah. And nobody was going to melt.
There was a kiss 2/3 of the way through the movie.
Yeah.
That I thought was going to, because they were in a barn. I'm like, rolling the hay, rolling the hay, rolling the hay. No rolling the hay. So that disappointed me.
There was no panning.
So there was no raunch again, although it was more entertaining.
Yeah.
Less lines that I had to suffer through because there was more dancing.
Okay.
So did it like it better or worse? I think I give it the exact same grade as Hot Frosty. Meh.
So you're with a fine. I hated it.
You hated it?
I liked all of the male dancing. I hated the story. I don't
This was
buy.
More Hallmark than Hot Frosty.
Yes. And that is the thing that
is
I
that
hated.
Is that the problem?
I hated that she had to give up her dream.
Twice.
To, yeah. She has, I just like.
To save her parents'
to
bar?
To save her parents' bar. I like, she's a Broadway dancer or whatever.
She's basically a rockette.
Yes, she's a rockette. But she's a jingle bell. And so she has a dance. Let's say if she's a jingle bell, then she dances maybe 2 months out of the year.
Yeah.
What is she doing
the
other 10
months? The jingle bells don't dance in August.
You can't tell me in July she's dancing as a jingle bell. What is she doing the other 10 months of the year? It makes no sense, Eric. No sense.
Then she comes to a nondescript bar that looked like it was somewhere in the mountains, but had a full-on Western theme.
Yes.
The Rhythm Room.
Yes. And I'm like, why doesn't she visit her family if she now suddenly cares so much? And then, like, then she has to, like, give up on her. She only cared about being a jingle bell. But then, like, oh, then she has to decide between staying and keeping the show and then going back and fulfilling her passions. And then she just gives up. And she just gives up on her dream. And then it's like, oh, it's okay because she found love. No, it's not. Go do your thing, girl. Go fulfill your dream. And you can also date Chad Michael Murray. This is dumb.
No, she can't.
No.
Because his wife left him to go back to the big city. And he's not going to go through that again.
He'll never understand. I hated it.
Wow.
I know.
I didn't put that much emotion into it.
I was so angry. Meanwhile, my sister watched it too. She's like, oh, you're dead on the inside. It was wonderful.
It was not wonderful. No. Hot Frosty, I think, works because it's so impossible.
Yes.
That you have to force yourself to believe in it.
But this was too.
This was the formula of formulas.
Yes.
They even had to stop and get a picture with Santa Claus for no reason. There were plot holes galore.
I just wanted the dancing.
The dancing was entertaining.
The dancing was fun.
And maybe Merry Gentlemen 2 will just be more magic Merry Gentlemen.
But I also didn't buy that he could not dance and take off his clothes unless she was in the audience. Come on!
He needed a friendly face.
Chad Michael Murray needed a friendly face. He's not that shy. Come on, Chad Michael Murray.
He's just a shy carpenter.
Whatever.
Merry Gentlemen. Claire hated it. I tolerated it.
I liked the dancing.
Just fast forward, watch the dancing parts.
Watch the dancing parts.
And then, yeah, it's a Hallmark movie. You know how it ends. Okay, that's 2 out of 4. We're not done yet. We're still on the prowl.
There's more?
More Morning Scramble Raunchy Christmas Movie Club. What are we watching next? We'll figure that out, let you know later this week.
Santa here, taking a break from toy testing to bring you more messages from the Morning Scramble Santa line. It's so, so special that I hear from so many siblings on the Morning Scramble Santa line. Today we have brothers Tucker and Turner. And since the elves are super busy today, we'll have Alexa play my messages. Alexa, please play Tucker's message.
You got it, Mr. Claus. Playing Tucker's message.
Hi, Santa. This is Tucker. And I want dinosaur toys, ninja toys, shark toys, and Pokemon cards. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Tucker. That's quite a Christmas wish list. In fact, it's the perfect Christmas wish list because you've provided so many ideas. Dinos, sharks, ninjas, and Pokemon cards. Oh my! You're going to have a wonderful Christmas morning. Alexa, if you could play Turner's message, please.
Okay, now playing the message from Turner.
Hello, Santa. It's Turner. I want some Pokemon cards for Christmas. Bye.
Hello to you, Turner, and happy holidays. Pokemon cards are very popular this Christmas. Actually, we're working overtime on so many Pokemon gifts. There are card sets, books, blankets, and pajamas. I even have elves in the kitchen division making Pokemon popcorn poppers and waffle makers. Well, those messages were super fun. Santa signing off for now. It's time for my weekly candy cane.
It's Christmas time.
Start a new family holiday tradition with the Morning Scramble Santa line.
Presented by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
Just click uploads on the Z102.9 app. Record your little one.
Send it to us and we'll take it from there.
Happy holidays from Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.